Based on your report, do you think that some states are going to pass stiffer legislation instead of waiting for Congress again, where I point out this is stalled?
Absolutely. I think that what you're going to see in 2014 is that similar to 2013, where our federal legislators are failing to act and to step up to protect our communities, state legislators and governors are stepping up to fill that gap. They're passing laws that protect communities, that make our streets safer, that make our schools safer, and they're getting support from their communities. We know that 90% of Americans support these regulations, and you know, somebody's needing to respond to that, and that's happening at the state level. We've been absolutely so proud and thrilled with what's happened in the last year, and we look forward to continuing that.
All right, and a lot of people out there across this country that look at the constitutional amendment for the right to bear arms should be left up to states to have to figure out exactly what the laws mean for those individuals. But we have the advocacy group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America releasing a PSA in time for the one-year mark in Newtown, pleading for people to be more vocal against the realities of gun violence, and it features people taking part in moments of silence that are juxtaposed alongside what appears to be a shooter walking towards a school. Meanwhile, the manufacturer of the gun that was used in the Newtown massacre has reported that sales of all its products have jumped some 36% since the actual incident happened. So Robin, when you look at these numbers and how the messages are going out in parallel worlds almost, who's winning the gun control messaging battle?
Well, I think we have a new reality since Newtown, where for the first time, average Americans, moms, law enforcement, average people in their communities are really stepping up and want to be heard. They're saying, you know what, the corporate gun lobby, gun manufacturers who want to sell more guns and who are playing on people's fear and the false premise that guns make you safer, which has been completely debunked by our research, are going head to head. And you know what? I go with the moms. The moms are saying, we care about our children. When 21st graders are not safe in their classroom, it's time to stand up and figure out solutions to the problem. We know there are solutions. We know that, for example, in California, where we have robust gun regulation, gun violence has dropped by 56% in the last 20 years. Contrast that with states where there are very weak or no gun laws that have the highest gun death rates in the country. So maybe gun sales are up, but I think people should be looking hard at whether having more guns in our community in fact makes you safer or actually puts your family and your community at risk. And that's a really important question if you care about your children, your schools, and your community.